On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we're joined in studio by Daryl Slocum. He is the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation, talking about the organization here this morning. Daryl, next thing I want to ask you about is during the Interfaith Cash Drive that took place late last year, that you were here that morning. Sonora Area Foundation gave a very big donation, but there was also some funds within the Sonora Area Foundation that were giving money as well. Can you kind of explain how that works?
I'd love to, and thanks for asking that, because that's a really good example of how we partner with the community in order to meet need. As mentioned earlier, we host charitable funds at the foundation. That's one of the services that we provide. And when an organization, a group, a club, or an individual partners with us, part of what they have access to is we make them aware of where the need is in the community. Everyone who has a heart for charity wants to do the best they can with their charitable donation, and folks here in Tuolumne County are no different. So the people who have funds with the Sonora Area Foundation, we will go to them. Interfaith is an example, and we will, in some instances, offer a matching grant or mainly just make them aware of the need and combine that with the grant that our board gives to a particular cause, and it really extends our ability to meet need in the community.
So it sounds like it'd be nice for people to have those individual accounts ready so they can act when things come up.
It really is, and you never know when things are going to come up.
Next thing I want to ask you a little bit about is response to natural disasters, because I know foundations like yourself are active in that type of thing in this region. It could obviously be wildfires, we could have flooding, but we saw the community of Paradise this past summer and all the devastation. You know, were you keeping kind of a close eye on what was happening there and kind of thinking about what would need to happen in our area if we ever saw a disaster quite like that?
Well, speaking of never knowing when things are going to come up, absolutely. I mean, as has been referenced since that fire, there are a lot of similarities between that area and parts of Tuolumne County. And in this particular instance, I have met, and one of my colleagues is my peer at the North Valley Community Foundation up in Chico, and they were right at the center of this. And so I did follow it, and part of what caught my attention is there was an overwhelming response to that fire and people wanting to help. The North Valley Community Foundation received donations from all 50 states, from all over the world. And last I checked, they had received over $20 million in donations, which is wonderful. But caught my attention is the sheer magnitude of those donations and the impact it can have on a relatively small organization. So I shared this with our board, and they have tasked me with researching what we could do and putting together some type of plan if something like that were, unfortunately, to happen in our area.
What are the type of things that would it take to put together a plan like that?
We'd have to have additional staffing. You have to look at things like phone lines into the building, the ability to process a massive number of donations, and then the outreach, the other part of it, being in touch with those providing services short-term and long-term. With the campfire, unfortunately, they were doing things within 10 days of the fire breaking out. There were funeral services for some of those lost, and in some cases there was not money to pay for those services, and so our peer community foundation was involved in that, and of course short-term housing, and there's a long list of things, and that's why it would require some type of structured plan, and part of what I intend to do is to go meet with my peer at the North Valley Community Foundation and ask these questions, and then ask the shoulda, woulda, coulda questions and lessons learned to find out any mistakes or missteps they made and what we can do to avoid having those happen here should something happen.
Yeah, I was going to ask, but you might not know yet, were there kind of a lot of lessons learned, do you think, with that incident?
I would imagine there absolutely had to have been. I've heard reference made to them. There's a local effort here facilitated by the county to see what we can do to avoid fire in the future. But I've also heard, in conjunction with that, discussion with the sheriff and others about just evacuation routes and lines and how to publicize those and how to communicate. And I suspect that there, in hindsight, there are things that could have been done differently and perhaps better in Butte County. And I feel an obligation, and I know others in Tuolumne County do as well, to learn from that so that we can avoid as much of that as possible.
When these type of events happen, especially in Tuolumne County, a lot of big hearts, people want to donate to help their fellow neighbors, but it seems like having a coordinated effort would be very key. So, because you're going to have scammers out that are going to be looking for opportunities. So there's like a central place where people can give and they know it's going to go where it needs to go.
That's a really good point. And when we're stepping up and volunteering to provide this service, it's not because we benefit financially. And when I say we, I mean the Sonora Area Foundation. We don't charge any administrative fees to provide the services that we provide. So it really would be a burden on our organization, but one that we are more than willing to take on because of the importance. Because the reality is, when a disaster like this gains the attention of people in the state, throughout the state, worldwide, people just want to know what they can do to help. And so the easier the lines of communication and the understanding of people where to send the money, and in most cases, that's really what is the most beneficial, is to make a cash donation to a local entity like the Sonora Area Foundation that's in contact on a daily basis with those providing services, so that you can turn that donation around into whatever materials are needed at the time. It seems like every time there's a disaster like this, we'll hear things like a news report saying, please stop sending bottled water or coats or clothing or whatever, because they run out of warehouse space to store those things. And we know why people were sending them, is because at some point during the disaster, there was a call for those types of things. But then there's a lag time, and it's not always easy to get the word out on, we've got enough, stop sending. The best way to avoid having those situations happen is by having cash donations going into one central entity that's turning around and supporting the multitude of organizations and individuals that are providing care and services.
Well, it take quite a bit of coordination on your end to identify those organizations ahead of time that this organization may need, you know, bottled water, as you mentioned, or X, Y, and Z?
No, we already have a line of communication with those organizations. We're talking about the Salvation Army and the Food Bank and others that we already have a relationship with. And so, again, part of the intent of this putting in place this program would be having it clear to them and other organizations that calling the Sonora Area Foundation is at the top of the list as it pertains to getting financial support for whatever they are providing.
Fire-related projects, does that fit under the parameters of things that could be apply for funding through the Sonora Area Foundation?
It does. In fact, our board just gave a grant in November to the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council. I believe it was around $10,000, but it was for fire education. And so that falls right into this category that we are discussing right now. And so that is part of the ability for us to help financially through grants. But part of what we're discussing is more the third tier of our mission statement, which is to provide community leadership.
Is there like any type of an emergency fund at this point at the foundation that people could donate to ahead of time before something strikes?
There is. There is a local emergency needs fund already established at the foundation that people can donate any amount to, and then that would be available immediately should something come up.
We need to take one more break. We are joined in studio this weekend by Daryl Slocum, Executive Director of the Sonora Area Foundation on Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hanselin, your host. Next week on Motherlode Views, we'll kick off a mini two-part series featuring the two new supervisors for Tuolumne County. In District 2, we have Ryan Campbell. Then the following weekend, we'll be joined in studio by Anaya Kirk. They'll tell us more about themselves and issues and priorities that they have moving forward in the county. That's kicking off next week on Motherlode Views. Our final segment this week coming up in just a minute.